Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Rob Ninkovich in here in about 45 minutes, and then every Wednesday throughout this NFL season. But right now, back to Courtney and the rest of today's news.
I'm on board with this next story because Governor Newsom has signed a law to limit ad volume on streaming platforms, as Californians have been complaining about commercials being sometimes louder than the programs they're watching. It's the most annoying thing ever. Happens all the time.
Who even notices this?
Oh my gosh.
What service?
Absolutely.
Hulu, yeah, Netflix, do? Any of yep. them.
Oh.
You'll be watching a show, then it'll go to a commercial, and it will be blaring. The commercial's so loud.
Yeah.
And it,
oh, wow.
It's terrible. Yeah. So streaming.
Maybe it only happens if you have a TV that is larger than 27 inches. I wouldn't know.
Yeah.
It doesn't bother me at all.
You'll notice it now, I bet.
Maybe.
But streaming services must comply by July 2026.
Okay.
And some other places around the U.S. may start following suit.
All right.
Okay. Wow, I didn't even know they had commercials in the middle of your shows.
Yeah.
It seems like it's a big thing. Like, everybody in the Twitch chat this morning is already talking about it. They have experienced this exact very same thing. Somebody was texting in earlier this morning about last night's Yankees game and saying that Major League Baseball required you to have 4K in order to watch that game. Is that accurate or not?
I don't know.
Okay. I don't know either. Don't
How would so. They require that?
Yeah.
Is there some way that it's platform-wise that it's only available on? I have no idea.
Maybe if it's a streaming device, but I mean, if you have regular cable and you were just watching the game on TV, I don't think that can happen.
Somebody in Twitch said that you don't notice it because you turn your hearing aids down during commercial breaks.
Oh, I don't require hearing aids.
Even my if you did, that's fine.
My hearing is fine. My eyesight, with the assistance of my goggles, perfect. And pretty much everything else is working as it should be.
Do you like Florida because you feel young?
No. I am going there for a wedding. I'm delighted to be heading to Key West. I really have not spent a lot of time in Key West.
Me neither.
But a beautiful hotel, Casa Marina. I don't know if you've ever...
Are you going to get key lime pie in Key West?
Yes. Key lime pie is fantastic. It's on the... It's emergency top five best pies. But a live performance at the wedding by Lee Bryce, the country music star. So I'm kind of looking forward to
that. It's going to be sick.
Looks pretty out there in Key West.
It looks, yeah. Yeah, Lee Bryce.
There's you have a country artist performing at the wedding?
Yes.
Dang.
It's going to be a sick wedding. I'm jealous.
Somebody got some coins.
Now listen, you love weddings.
I love weddings.
How do you feel about this? The bride, Corey, is having sloths and parrots and animals at the wedding.
She was telling me about this.
At the reception.
It sounds amazing.
Really?
Yeah. I also think...
I don't know about that. What does one do with the animals when you're at the... Because I like to hit the dance floor.
Of course. I bet it's just during cocktail hour was my understanding.
Okay.
I had friends that had... llamas. Were they llamas?
Alpacas?
Alpacas. They were alpacas. No, they were alpacas. And you could take a photo with them. You could pet them. They got a bit scary with the kids at one point. But I also, Corey was telling me that instead of flowers for her bridesmaids walking down the aisle, adoptable puppies.
Oh, really? My Lord in heaven.
Great destination, though, if you're going to have it.
Yeah,
I'm looking at pictures of it.
It's beautiful.
It looks like you're in the Caribbean.
Yeah, you should get down there.
Greg, are you going to be offended if you're seated with the sloths?
I will be. Yes, Curtis, I will be.
I'm about to go to that wedding.
Well, anyway, sounds like Ken Laird, the Len Caird, as Ty Law refers to him, will be hosting the show in my absence tomorrow.
Big day.
Yeah.
We talk about how a lot of people like to push the seasons, to hurry the seasons, to start Christmas too early.
Yeah.
I'm somebody who the day after Thanksgiving, it's Christmas. Like, it's time to put up your tree.
That's fine. But now is, like, they start Halloween when it comes to selling things in August now, or maybe July.
Yes.
That's ridiculous.
Well, Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, has already put up their Christmas tree.
Really?
Some people very upset about this. At October 8th is a bit early, even for me. Here is a kid who talked about his thoughts with WTAE.
I'm really excited because we're going to ice skate on, me and my family are going to ice skate on the tree. But I got to say, they should have waited for Halloween first.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, it's a little bit early. Like,
it's
let's get through 80
degrees out.
Let's get through Halloween and then wait.
My buddy puts it up as soon as Halloween is over.
In
November 1st, his Christmas tree is up.
That's ridiculous.
I agree.
Not a real tree, I'm assuming, because it would die.
Right.
Like, it's so he's got a fake tree?
Yeah, I believe
so.
A 50-pound stolen fiberglass gas station dinosaur named Claire was stolen. And it's been returned now in L.A. with an apology note that read, "I'm sorry for stealing Claire. Please do not press charges."
Nice.
Very nice. The owner of the gas station, John Fawcett, talked about getting Claire back.
"You'll never believe it." I said, "What's going on?" She says, "Claire's home. Somebody's scared that they're going to be found out."
"Are you going to press charge?"
"Absolutely not. I'm just glad that Claire's home."
Yes.
Yeah.
Same. Claire's home.
Yep.
Thank God. Yeah.
We have to end with Jerry Jones because he's been fined $250,000 for giving the finger in the Cowboys matchup with the Jets. Now, Jones was hit with the $250,000 days after the video started circulating on social media showing him flipping the middle finger, but he's explained himself. While speaking on 105.3 The Fan in Dallas, he said, quote, "That was unfortunate. There was a swarm of Cowboys fans out front. It was right after we made our last touchdown. I put up the wrong show of hand. The intention was a thumbs up."
Oh, well, that could happen. You're thinking thumbs up, and you go middle finger.
He's like 80 something. He's probably like,
have you guys seen it?
Yes, because then he does the middle finger and then he points at someone.
There is no way on God's green earth.
Oh, you haven't seen it?
I've seen the still picture of it.
He does a thumbs up, then he does a middle finger and points.
Can we have Jackson recreate this? Because we can't show the
Yeah, we could.
That would be good.
I mean, 250 grand rounding error for Jerry Jones.
Yeah. He doesn't care.
He'll pay the fine and move on.
Oh, okay,
care.
Jerry.
All
right, I'm watching it now.
There is no doubt.
That's classic.
He does give the thumbs up first.
And then he goes middle finger point.
Oh, you down there. Oh, that. Okay. Yeah, I'm talking to you.
Yeah.
Oh, good Jerry Jones. That's
classic. Mean, guy, Dak Prescott is having a great season.
Yeah,
like,
he is.
If he could just figure it out, they should be winning Super Bowls there.
Yeah, it's Dak, Potter. A lot of it is Dak. And then it's like, you know, if they can ever find the coach that can get them to play disciplined, not make stupid mistakes. But yeah, he's having a great season, and he's doing it without CeeDee Lamb because George Pickens is having a really good year. So, but it's Dallas though. Dallas will be good during the regular season, and then
they're 2-2-1.
Yeah, they'll choke it away.
Their offense is really good, and their defense stinks.
Yeah, well, that's what happens when you get rid of Micah Parsons.
Yeah. All right, Courtney, thank you very
much. Thank you.
Coming up, Rob Ninkovich in the studio with us right now. Courtney, and what is trending this hour?
Your home of the Sox. Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
Trending now brought to you by Subaru of New England. The Bruins season starts tonight. They're in D.C. to take on the Capitals. Puck drop is at 7:30, and it's the first preseason game for the Celtics. They're in Memphis to take on the Grizzlies. Tip is set for 8. The Yankees survive after being down 6-3 at the end of the third. The Yankees kept the Blue Jays scoreless for the rest of the game, while New York scored 6 more runs, final 9-6, with Game 4 tonight. First pitch is at 7:08, and Cam Schlittler getting the start in that one.
They will be celebrating in Walpole, I'm sure. Cat Curtis, can the Yankees turn it around and win this series?
They sure can. Okay. They, you know, they got the momentum with the Schlitzler on the mound tonight. And then game five, anything can happen. Don't let us win today. But can I say this?
Yeah.
Aaron Judge and the Yankees saying that the ghosts kept the ball fair. The Yankees ghost died in 2004. Like, you haven't done anything in 20 years. Stop relying on ghosts. That would be like Rick Pitino talking about the ghosts of the garden.
Over to the NFL. The Browns are...
Oh, my God.
Bless you.
Are you okay?
Bless
you.
I'm so sorry.
That's okay.
Oh, my gosh. I thought I could keep it down.
Well, you got the sneezing. You have the issue when it comes to your digestive system.
Yeah, my acid reflux is bad.
Did you get a fix from that, from any of the listeners? Or
Saltines, Tums, someone saying Pepcid.
Sleep upright.
I've been doing that, okay. Yeah. Over to the NFL, the Browns are trading quarterback Joe Flacco and a sixth-round pick to the Bengals for a fifth-rounder. And fall in love in a 2025 Subaru, SubaruofNewEngland.com. Fall in love with a brand new Subaru featuring symmetrical all-wheel drive. Find yours at SubaruofNewEngland.com. That's what's trending. Like Greg said, we have Rob Ninkovich coming up in studio. And I've heard rumors that we might have a cute, cuddly guest, surprise guest in studio as well.
Really?
Yes.
Is it a sloth?
I don't know.
Okay.
I don't know, but there is a surprise, cute, cuddly little guest coming in here.
All right. Thank you, Courtney.
You're welcome.
We'll be right back.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Back. Greg Olson with a lot of praise for Drake May, and there are those that continue whenever we talk about it, a small portion of the population that says, pump the brakes. How can you determine that Drake May is looking like the best quarterback in the league? So, but I appreciate the sentiment from Greg Olson.
He's already climbing. I mean, he's climbing the ranks, the power rankings. USA Today in the last 3 hours dropped their going into week six NFL quarterback power rankings. He was six last week. He's five this week.
Mm-hmm.
So he's getting the attention of everybody that he should be, you know, I mean, the people above him, to Wiggy's point, the best. One of the best teams, the Lions, which you've been on since the beginning.
Mm-hmm.
So it's Jared Goff, then it's Josh Allen, Patrick Mahomes, Matthew Stafford, then Drake May.
Yeah. I mean, I think, like, you know, as far as young quarterbacks in the league right now, I think Drake May is obviously up there, and he looks good. He's continuing to do a good job. He looks like he's headed in the right direction.
I mean, Greg Olson is right. He made some insane throws, mm-hmm. and he, you know, I give Steph Diggs as much credit on the throw that he is referring to as I do Drake May, because broken play, and Steph Diggs is veteran enough to, mm-hmm. to keep running and get himself open. But, I mean, just...
But why do we ever want to pump brakes? What's the point of it?
Like, I don't know.
They played really well in the second half. Drake May was spectacular. They won a game that was their signature win, in biggest regular season win since Brady left.
I think it's people who didn't like the pick and want to be right about it sometimes when it comes to that.
But it's just in this context, like, what did they do Sunday night that they will have a hard time replicating?
Nothing at all. Nothing at all.
It was very kind of vanilla. Like, that's the thing.
Right.
You can expect even more from this team. Drake May, the last four games in the second half of those games on third and fourth down, is a perfect 14 of 14 for 188 yards and two touchdowns. This guy, when it matters most, on third and fourth downs in the second half of games, he has been perfect.
And that's why I said, and even on the other side, what didn't Buffalo do that they can like do extremely different the second time you play them? Because I thought Josh Allen had a good game. I thought that, you know, it wasn't a game where they had a whole bunch of turnovers where you go, all right.
Well, he's probably not going to turn the ball over, like, you know, the fumble that football the way he did.
Right, but they had three turnovers. I mean, there's a chance Josh Allen throws you an interception when you play them again.
Yeah.
Right? So they had three turnovers.
And technically you had two. You just happened to fall on one of them.
Yeah. And so I look at it wasn't one of those games where, like, the Pittsburgh game where you go, all right, New England's not going to turn the ball over five times. When you look at the Buffalo Bills, there are a few things that they can change, but it wasn't like something that, and this is why I always say, they didn't go out there and lose that game. New England went out there and beat them.
And their game plan against Josh Allen was the best they've had on him.
It was so good.
Like, every time the Patriots played him in the last 4 or 5 years, he was breaking contain. He'd be running along the line of scrimmage looking for a guy. If nobody was open, he'd run for 12 yards on a back-breaking 3rd and 8. Like, that the way that they contained him in that pocket and bothered him and got him angry. Like, when do you see Josh Allen showing any negative emotion on the field?
And then even when he gets out of the pocket and gets to the sideline, he can't cut it upfield because they have the spy on him and they're containing him and they're forcing him to make a pass and be perfect. And you get, you know, plays like Christian Gonzalez breaking up the pass on Khalil Shakir.
Yeah, that's it, just being plastered on that wide receiver. Yeah. You know, when Josh Allen does break the pocket and he extends those plays and those off-script plays, you as a defensive back, and Ty will tell you this, and even Vrabel said, you got to make sure you're staying plastered to those wide receivers. Don't get to peek in the backfield and possibly losing those guys.
But here it is. Here's the perspective in a text from Rhode Island on the Subaru of New England text line. One good game in two seasons. Slow the roll, folks.
What do you mean one good game?
Yeah, he's had good games. The team around him has had some real stinkers in the ones that he's had good games. But that wasn't Drake's first good game.
Did he not watch the Panthers game or the Miami game just this season? Like the two of the last three games prior to this one? He was great in both of those.
Greg, he hadn't come back in the fourth quarter to lead a team on a game-winning drive in his career. And we were having fun with Mac Jones, fourth quarter guru, and Drake May hadn't done it. He did. It was awesome. Like, that was one of those wins where it makes you believe that there's the chance that this team is really heading in the direction you thought it would.
Wiggy, text for you. I am your number one fan.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, good morning, Toledo.
But come on. 11 penalties for 90 yards and four turnovers is not something the Bills do generally.
It was three turnovers, and the Patriots had 8 penalties right. for 93 yards.
Right. You had more penalty yardage than they did. So what I'm saying is if you watch that Bills game, it wasn't a game where you go, all right, the Bills lost it. They had control of it. They lost it. They had too many turnovers. Turnovers led to touchdowns. It wasn't one of those games where you looked at and you go, all right, New England, they caught a break, they got lucky, and they took advantage of that opportunity. New England outplayed them.
But do you feel that way about Pittsburgh's win over New England?
I feel like Pittsburgh's win over New England was you did a tremendous job against Aaron Rodgers. You choked that away. Yeah. That's a loss that you gave away to Pittsburgh.
Yeah, you outgained them in yards.
Pittsburgh didn't beat you. You gave that game away.
This is Walter from Boston. Hey, Walter.
Hey, guys. Vrabel's always been pretty good against Josh Allen teams. But I was going to say my favorite thing about Drake May besides his talent is he's not going to get douchey, like just the way he is. And a movie, Wiggy, I can't believe you forgot this one. That's a Boston movie, The Equalizer. Equalizer 1, but have a good day.
Yep, Equalizer 1 and 2.
You love Denzel.
Yeah, he's such a great actor. I got to watch his new movie, as highest to the lowest.
If you were rich, first thing that you would do, you told me, was hire Denzel to just perform for you at home.
Sit.
Yeah.
Sit, Denzel.
Specific roles? Or, like, would you want him to show up in the pilot outfit from that film?
No, no. Like, just like certain scenes, like
Gladiator. I mean, you want
to. Hey.
Shine would hire someone to kick him in the nuts in the dungeon while watching Drake May film.
I would just hire Drake May.
Yeah, just grab me a beer, Denzel, but I want you to do it as Alonzo from Training Day. You know what I mean? But no, yeah, The Equalizer, I forgot about that. Another great movie.
Yeah, but then, I mean, then you get the art. It's weird, like, that guy is saying, well, you know, Mike Vrabel is exceptional. He coaches exceptionally well against Josh Allen. So that's a...
Well, the next four games...
It's a fluke. It's a flash in the pan.
The next four games, I think, are going to be critical. These are four games that you should win.
Yep.
And if you're able to do that, then I think that's when people will start to say, okay, the Patriots are for real, right? It is you beat a very good team in Buffalo, and then people are going to be like, pump the brakes. But if you go out there in the next four games, and you don't have to blow out your next four opponents, but those are all four games that you should win. If you go out there and win those four football games, heading into the Tampa Bay game, people are now going to be like, okay, New England is for real. Could this be Super Bowl pre-matchup?
I mean, but don't you think, like, you just heard Greg Olson, don't you think that people believe they're for real now?
No.
No?
I think people are impressed.
I'm not talking about people here who are, you know, naturally question everything and don't want to give Mike Vrabel any credit, don't want to give Drake May credit. Don't you think around the league?
Oh, nationally. Yeah, I think so.
I don't.
Yes. Greg, the sports books have them at -200. -200 to make the playoffs.
Yeah.
But I think when they look at that Bills game, I think that you still have people that say it was a sloppy game by Buffalo, and that's why the Patriots won. I was talking to some Bills fans yesterday about it, and they, you know, said all through the game they didn't feel good about it because Buffalo was making mistakes they don't usually make.
Yeah, I don't think anybody believes the Patriots are better than the Bills. But what that game showed you was that you have the ability to actually close and come back in the fourth quarter. And
you can compete.
What Vrabel needs when you're a new coach instilling a culture is you need to have some evidence that's successful to get the buy-in from everybody. And that's what that was. That week, Greg, the whole week, we talked about it yesterday. He said, this is our opportunity. We're going to be in prime time. Embrace it. Every player in that locker room that talked about it talked about the excitement to play in that game on that stage. And then in the biggest moments, they outperformed the Bills.
If they win the next four games, will you think that people will be like, okay, the next time they play the Bills at home, that game's going to be for the team that's going to win the division?
Yes.
And that's the way I feel. Like, so that's why these next four games are that critical. Because if you win these next four games, then people will say, all right, even if you lose to Tampa, the division is going to come down to when you play Buffalo at home, because you should beat the rest of the teams that you're supposed to beat. And if you're able to beat Buffalo at home, if Buffalo has to come here in the playoffs, don't you think New England can beat them?
I also think that it's going to be important watching the next four if Steph Diggs keeps it going, keeps it rolling, or if that was kind of like just a game, a comeback revenge game for Steph Diggs, and then you go into a game against the Saints and you get a Steph Diggs that's okay, but not, you know,
but it looks
as
like
good
he's
as
getting
he was.
Better.
Yeah, he had 100 against Carolina. Too,
I agree.
So he's at
I
least
agree.
Headed in the right direction.
Who do you guys want after the Patriots get the bye? Who do you guys want to play in that second round of the playoffs?
I don't know. But is it? But do you not see it being...
I'd love to stomp on...
But is it not possible,
like,
though?
If they go 12, if they win their next 12, then they should be...
Right.
Yeah, but if I ask the... But
22 in a row?
But if I ask the room a simple yes or no question...
I don't think the Patriots are going to sweep the Bills this year.
You would agree with me. You would agree with me that they win their next four games.
Yes.
You would agree with me that they probably maybe lose to Tampa Bay.
Yeah, but if they win their next four games, I think a lot of people look at that game as it's anyone's. And I think that if they continue on this streak, then yeah, the next Bills game at home, people are going to look at that as it's
anyone's
game.
And then if they do split that game, you might end up with a better record than Buffalo, because you look at who Buffalo has to play versus who you have to play.
I would say a very fair expectation would be 3-1 in the next four.
Agreed.
Even great teams don't win every game they're supposed to win. This is
no,
a young team.
I mean, I agree with that.
Like, if they lost to the Falcons 4 weeks from now, I wouldn't be stunned.
If they lost to the Saints, I wouldn't be stunned. It's the NFL. I don't think they will, but, like...
Right, but that's the point. That's where I'm at. Based off of what they are doing, it's cliche to say anybody can lose on any given Sunday. You can go down the Bills schedule and go, okay, the Bills could lose this game.
Right. But I think they'll win 3 of 4, and that will be successful in the 4-game stretch they have coming up.
Right. So for you, if you look at their schedule and you look at the way they played against Buffalo, and not just Buffalo, but how they kind of been trending in the right direction as far as the way Drake May has been playing, for you to think that this team can't be a legitimate contender for the AFC, and I'm not just talking about the division, I'm talking about the conference. Who in the conference then, if you don't believe me and you think major weed, who in the conference you got?
Well, you've brought up the Colts.
We know you're smoking major.
What are the Colts?
You have to respect them. They're 4-1.
Yeah.
No. But I'm saying going into the season, like.
But we're not talking about going into the season. We're talking about right now.
Because going into the season, we didn't all think the Patriots would be this good.
That's my point. We're talking about right here and right now.
Yeah, but what you're asking is who are you looking at in the AFC that gives you pause? And I'm just bringing up the Colts and the Bills. Both.
So if you play the Colts
and the Chiefs, like, I don't think you can count the Chiefs out.
I'm not counting the Chiefs out, but if you play the Colts in the playoffs, you don't think that you could win that game?
We could, but we could also lose it.
But like to your point, Wiggy, you wouldn't be favored in that game, right? Like if you're playing
if it's at home, if it's at home, you'd be favored.
As currently standard right now, no, the Colts would be favored.
No, they wouldn't. If
the Colts were coming to Gillette this week, the Colts would be favored.
Sean, that the Colts are playing with Daniel Jones.
I'm very well aware.
The same Danny Dimes that we saw for the New York Giants last year.
Do you think Robert Kraft should get the calls on the sideline and maybe like have a headset on? Do you think that would help the Patriots' chances against the Colts?
And I would say
maybe they are playing for that new owner though, Curtis.
She
maybe
runs up and down the field.
Maybe they're playing for Jim Irsay.
Wiggy, just for reference, memory. Like the Colts are 6.5-point favorites over the Cardinals. You're a 3-point favorite over the Saints.
Right, because you lost two games.
That's what I'm saying. If they were to play now, the Colts would be
right
favored.
Now, but let's say when we get to where we're going to get to.
We got to win those games first,
But the Colts have to do that, too.
Yeah.
You're counting on.
I agree, but like we can only go on based on what we have.
You're counting on Daniel Jones. Like that. If you said the Kansas City Chiefs,
and you're counting
I
on
get
like
it.
12 rookies.
I feel like the Colts should really play inspired ball for the delivery driver that got attacked by Mark Sanchez.
Like, I just don't get, like, people, like, and this is, like, the maddening thing to me. I don't get people how they're all of a sudden, like, oh, the Pats are playing well. And then when you say, well, they got a legitimate chance just as everybody else. And you go, well, who else in the AFC do you have to worry about? And then the first thing they do is say, the Colts.
Well,
and it's like,
that was
good
me,
football
so
team.
You could just.
Well, it's like, really?
What about Jacksonville? Is Jacksonville for real?
And they're another team that's like, Jacksonville, the Colts?
They like, they lead the league in takeaways.
Right. Their head coach.
Shine, but that's my point. We are now looking at the AFC and saying
they
that.
They just beat the Chiefs.
No, but we are now looking at the AFC and going, it's Jacksonville and the Colts. Mm-hmm. Like, that's who you're competing against.
Gonna go on forever.
Yeah.
It's not
but
like
we aren't the same Patriots that we once were. So it's like, yeah, of course those are the teams
that we're
competing against.
You're a better team, just like the Colts and the Jacksonville.
We're a better team than last year.
But just like the Colts and Jacksonville Jaguars are a better team.
Yeah.
Like those are the teams you're now competing
Correct.
With. You're no longer competing with.
If the Chargers came to Gillette, who's favored?
The
Pats.
Patriots right now. The Chargers have a million injuries.
That's my point. Like, you're no longer competing against the Chiefs of how they used to be. The Baltimore Ravens and when we saw with Lamar when they were blowing doors on anybody.
Yeah, but if the Chiefs came into Gillette tomorrow, the Chiefs would be
favored. I would agree with that.
Okay.
Wiggy, 617 text for you. I don't know about the accuracy of it, but Patriots have never swept a 3-game road trip. Never.
And I'm not saying they will.
Not under Bledsoe or Brady. You were just saying they would. Yes.
I do think they need to win this week. This cannot be the one that they drop. Like, if they go out and put up a stinker against the Saints on the road, people are going to look at that Bills win like it was a massive flub. So at least get through this week. And we really should only be focusing on this week because then you've got the Titans and Vrabel's revenge game. Like, anything can happen there. But going into the week against the Saints, they need to put in the same energy as they did against
the
Bills.
Right, but we're focusing on the here and now, right? The same way we're focusing on the here and now with Jacksonville, the same way we're focusing on the here and now with the Colts. Right? Because those same teams could also implode and lose 4 in a row.
Yeah.
So I'm just saying that when you start to look at who you're competing against, you're not competing against juggernauts.
In the Twitch chat, comment guy from the 413, this comes from Wiggy, the guy who thought COVID was going to be over in a week.
Which it should have been.
Right.
How wrong were we about that?
You did have... You did have it fizzling out.
It should have been.
Look at Sweden.
I mean,
let's get Maciek Boney back.
COVID was the dumbest thing ever.
It was.
And it should have been over in a week. All it was the flu. I mean, people are now getting COVID, and it's like, oh, I'm out with COVID. Oh.
Be back for lunch.
Yeah, exactly. It's like, really? I mean, come on, people.
I need to go buy a test. I gotta go to CVS and get a test.
I still have a lot.
You do?
Right. Oh, sure, left over.
It's not surprising. You have a
this
lot
was
of
the
anxiety.
Dumbest thing ever.
Yeah.
This is Jesse. Hello, Jesse.
Hey, what's up, guys? How are you?
What's up?
Hey, I want to back up Wiggy a little bit here because I think he's absolutely right. Where we're not really in an AFC anymore, where there is any more juggernauts. Quinn, I know, buddy. Sorry, that's my son. his water bottle's empty with water, so he's not happy. But I want to kind of echo what Wiggy said is there isn't really a juggernaut in the AFC anymore. So, you know, it's not like years ago when people were like, oh, God, we got to play the Patriots. We know we're going to lose. That doesn't really exist. You know, the Chiefs aren't great. I understand the conversation about the Colts, but, I mean, they haven't really had a great schedule, to be honest with you.
The Bills,
you know, they lost to the Rams.
The Bills are that team.
The Bills are not that team.
I don't know.
They are not that team, Greg. The Bills are not that team. No, they're not.
They were 4-0.
Yeah, I don't think they are anymore.
They're not. I agree with you, Jesse.
I don't think they are anymore. You know, I think they were, you know, and then
third in the league in points per game.
I get it. But I think this goes back to what Curtis just said, is that in the NFL, at this point in time, any team on any given Sunday can lose. You know, that wasn't the case 10 years ago. I mean, the Patriots, you knew they were going to win. You know, I mean, even like Ben Roethlisberger and the Steelers, win, you know, so that doesn't really happen anymore. And I think the door is open. So
I get that there's a lot of parity, but there's teams that are better than you.
But we're not saying that there are teams that are not better than you on paper.
Yeah,
but those teams that are better than you are not juggernauts. You're talking about.
No is that the word of the day?
Well, yeah, it's
no one has said that the Colts are some dynasty in the making. Like, nobody said that.
Right, but
they're just saying that they're better than you.
Yeah, right.
Because they are.
But they might be better than you, but if you went there and you beat the Colts, no one would be shocked.
No, because the Patriots are a good football team.
That's the point that I'm trying to make. There is not if this was two years ago, and the Patriots went into Kansas City and beat Kansas City, we'd be shocked. Because Kansas City was that good. Or even a team like Baltimore 2 years ago. Or even the Buffalo Bills.
Or the Bengals week one.
Yeah, last year with the Buffalo Bills. Or like Curtis is right, the Bengals last year week one. You're like, what the hell was that?
People overreacted to that. I didn't.
No, but I could see why people overreacted.
Right.
And you're talking about.
I feel like Gerard Mayo overreacted because he took the next 16 weeks off.
Right. Well, it's one of those secrets. You don't want to peak too early.
That Gatorade bath.
Oof, we'll always have it.
Neutralize. Bam.
Also, first day at a new job, should you be late? Ninkovich is running late.
Oh. Yeah.
Isn't he supposed to be here at 8:45?
Yeah.
No, he shouldn't be.
First day, like you're supposed to come in, wearing a nice suit or whatever.
Ready to go.
Rob could beat the absolute crap out of all of you, so I would just like.
Well, I would say.
Whatever he wants.
I wouldn't assume that.
Shook his hand? His hand is the size of my head.
He is.
Ever heard of old man strength?
That is true.
I have, but I love you. I do not think you've got that.
That's what kept that poor oil grease delivery driver alive is the
right.
old man strength.
Yeah, don't.
You
don't
talk about the puppy gate like
strength.
7 years later, the fatal fall that you had. Like, if we're not going to compare.
If I had to throw with Ninkovich, I'm guessing that the result would favor the old guy.
I would never know. I grew up with a kid, Joe Pino, hairdresser. He would knock your head straight off your shoulders and then do your hair. That's how tough he was.
Really?
Yeah. So you like.
How does that scenario unfold?
What do you mean?
Like, is he in a fight and then suddenly he's like, hey, while I'm here, you want to trim?
The thing about him, it's you're in a fight and the fight lasts 30 seconds and you're out cold and then he might tease your hair or fix it.
Why was he fighting everyone, though?
Because he was an absolute animal, tough kid growing up.
Does he charge you for the cut?
And no,
the,
no,
and
no,
the,
it's for free.
And the blow dry after he knocked you out?
I mean, no, because the hospital bill will be enough for you. So never judge a book by its cover. I've seen some of the smallest kids that you go, like, what's this kid going to do? And then the next thing you know...
right. Boom. On the floor.
Yeah, like, what's this old guy going to do? And then next thing...
boom, he's on the floor, and Joe has the Clippers
right,
out.
Right, right.
Like, does Pino get offended if you say you don't like the fade?
Nope. And he's like, you know, part-time actor, so he'll act the scene out.
Oh.
Yeah.
Well, yep. Where is this guy now?
He's floating around. He's bossing
fast.
Go ahead.
He's floating around.
Judge a book
I'm
by its
Joe
cover.
Pino.
Yeah, judge a book by its cover.
It's not right. Judging a book by its cover when you
I've
know
seen,
the person.
I've seen plenty of big dudes.
So you, it's a toss-up, Ninko and Greg.
You never know. I don't know what Greg is. I mean, I never seen Greg throw down.
You think the Pats should bring in Joe Pino?
Right. Hey, listen, if they want somebody's head knocked off and then they want a nice haircut afterwards, completely. I learned that a long time ago.
I never knew of the world of decapitating haircuts.
Yeah, I've learned that. Curtis, I learned that a long time ago. Yeah. Never judge a book by its cover.
We didn't have that in Dover.
The smallest guy in the room generally is the toughest guy.
Right.
Curtis,
right.
His salon is called A Cuff and a Quaff. Now, the second part of that is French. All right. We will be right.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Back. Cam Neely, as the Boston Bruins begin the season and they get the Washington Capitals this evening on the road, and maybe low expectations a good thing when it comes to the Boston Bruins, that oftentimes you get more than expected when the expectations are low. So we are awaiting Rob Ninkovich, who will be in here every Wednesday during the NFL season. Keep sending me pictures stuck on the highway in the rain. Nobody knows how to drive in the rain, right. So I understand.
Yeah. Nah, because you know what Belichick would have said? God damn it, Rob. You got to get up earlier.
Yeah, well, he has to
before the traffic. What the?
He was on school duty dropping the kids off, and that's important. So, Shine, we could get to dead weight, though, if you would like, this week.
Speaking of Rob Ninkovich, dead weight belongs on the bench, not your waist. Drop weight every week, hit your goal, then keep it off with free support for life. Awaken 180weightloss.com.
Who do you have as dead weight this week?
Well, Greg, I, you know, outside of Rob being late, I don't want to rag on him too much. You know, it's... Pretty missing a whole segment here, Rob.
Well, you
that's
did,
tough.
I believe, famously out-analyze him when it comes to film. Am I correct about
that? Well, yeah, no, it was more of a discussion about physicality and Drake May and him needing to protect himself. And he said that it's something about Josh Allen getting concussions all the time, even though Josh Allen plays every single game. But, you know, it was like, you know.
He apologized to you, right?
Yes, he did. That was one of the crowning moments. That, Bill O'Brien saying Shime Island, both of those crowning achievements. And speaking of, I kind of want to – I hate to do this to Courtney and Curtis, but I kind of think dead weight this week might be BC a little bit.
Oh,
with Bill O'Brien stepping away from doing our show. We miss him already. You know, I kind of feel like they might be a little bit of dead weight.
Bill O'Brien has come out and said that it was solely his choice.
Oh, he did?
Yeah.
Why? Who was asking him about
that?
Oh,
he did some media, and...
Mm-hmm. Oh, boy.
I don't know, maybe I just heard... I saw our guy Tommy Freeze Pops say that he spoke to a source that said it was solely his choice.
Oh, I believe that.
Focusing
I
on ball.
Said that
he mad at us? What did we do?
No, he got focus on ball.
I think he doesn't want to talk Patriots. He wants to focus solely on BC.
What are they, 1-4, 1-3? Yeah,
1-4.
Yeah, so he's got focus on ball.
I don't think it's a question about the Patriots or anything. I think it's more about, from his perspective, they're not winning football games, and he wants to be able to focus on.
Got focus
but,
on
but
it.
But don't you think it would, if you were Bill O'Brien and you are leading this football program and every week you come on and then you say, you know, yeah, we lost, we need to be better, and then you talk about Drake May and the Patriots, like, don't you think that it could come off as a bad look for him? Like,
how?
I mean
we did it all last season.
Yeah, and
but
I
they
think
were,
that
they were decent. You guys were good last year.
We were okay.
Solid.
Like, I think that is something that he really takes into account. If I was him, I wouldn't want that. So,
but if you're accountable, you should be there even
He's
louder.
He's accountable, Curtis. Come on, like
what?
I think calling Bill O'Brien not accountable is he's
it's
been,
not his decision. He didn't say yesterday it was his decision. There was a quote out there that said that, according to the organization, that it was Bill O'Brien's choice. Tommy
well, yeah, Priest, because somebody had to say something after on this show. You said that you felt like it was BC forcing his hand.
Well, until I see Bill O'Brien actually say that, I won't say I don't think that I'm wrong. I don't think in a million years he wanted to stop doing it. I talked to him this.
There past was talk
Thursday.
Before this season even started that he might not do it. So, like that to me, it's
a good point.
Yeah,
if you're not accountable after losing, why would you want to be on after you win?
He is account. He's not stopping media. He's stopping coming on this show.
So
and
10
then,
minutes at 6:45.
Let me finish one sentence before you jump back in.
You just finished several sentences.
I mean, you can't argue with a pregnant woman. You're never
no,
gonna,
it's
you're,
not, it's
you're,
not
Curtis,
a pregnant woman
Curtis,
thing, though. Curtis,
that's a good
Curtis
point,
jumps
Court.
In every single sentence yeah. and then says, well, you just finished three. Well, I was in the middle of a full paragraph. Sorry.
Okay, let's new paragraph. Go.
Well, I
no,
think
like, you're just so annoying when you come in and talk like this, because saying Bill O'Brien's not accountable, he's not stopping all media appearances. He talked to media yesterday.
No. I have never said Bill O'Brien
you just
not accountable.
Did.
No, I said if it was up to him.
You just
Miggy,
did.
You also do this. Like, you're
no, 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 I'm just
a
chiming in.
Like,
I'm chiming in.
Right.
Because,
so Bill O'Brien,
no, no, no,
let's
because
just stop.
Courtney
one second.
Said,
no, wait,
Courtney said there was a
Wiggy,
report out
need,
there
I don't need
that
anything.
It
I
was
don't need your help, Wiggy.
It was on Bill's decision.
Right.
So
and
there's
what I'm
a report
saying is that
out there.
Bill O'Brien.
You don't believe that report.
Right. Bill O'Brien.
I didn't ask you that. You don't believe that report. Yes or no?
Bill O'Brien is accountable. I believe that he would do this interview every week, all season long. The organization or the university that he works for whatever reason, decided to stop it. Because if Bill O'Brien wanted to stop doing it, he would have told Greg or Ken.
Well, that's so where you guys disagree because you don't believe the report out there that Bill decided to not do it himself.
Right.
You don't believe that.
Not
so why was there maybe talk before the season even started that he may not want to do it?
That's a good point.
I didn't hear that talk.
Well, I did.
Yeah. I
Greg, did you hear that talk?
I think we all heard that talk.
Did we?
I don't know. I mean, I'm serious. I didn't hear it.
Yeah.
There was.
I think we all heard that talk. I don't want to say anything out of line.
It's not out of line. I got a message. It was me who then talked to Ken about it. So.
Right. I don't want to say anything online, but I feel like I was on a group text
now
before the season.
Now, can I ask why the UNC Hulu?
That
I
is
mean,
simple.
How
Greg.
Do you stand up there in front of your? I'm moving more toward Curtis's side on this, and it is a monumental shift. How do you stand up there in front of your players?
Mm-hmm.
And say, guys, we're going to be doing this Hulu documentary. It's going to track your progress, and
right.
we're going to make it. We're going to turn you into stars, and and then suddenly you're not coming out with it because you lost a couple football games.
It's terrible.
That is true. That is true.
Like, suck it up, Buttercup.
Wait, he's going to stop a project because they're losing, and that's terrible?
He's definitely going to stop
so
that
It's so
one.
Different.
It was like,
you should contact Bill O'Brien. We have
nice
his phone
job.
Number if you
nice
want to call him. And you could say, hey, did you do this or not?
This is Linda from Quincy. Hello, Linda.
Hi. I'm just like, I would not blame Courtney or anybody. Just jumping over those desks and getting into that little cubicle or that little protected area that Curtis is in and throttling him. Like, oh,
we never,
wow,
we do not encourage violence.
Yeah, we don't promote violence.
Okay.
No, this would not be real violence. This would just be all imaginary, but,
no,
what a, that's all I got to say.
The sources are helpful.
Brother.
Bye.
Yeah. in her condition, we don't want her doing anything. No.
Linda or Courtney?
No, in Courtney's condition.
I'm just getting my blood pressure back.
Well,
down
no, it just it really, and that's
that's an issue too. Is
it's
like
not good for the baby.
Yeah, keep the blood pressure down.
Right,
but the issue becomes.
Have you felt the kick yet?
No, it's supposed to be this week. I should start feeling flutters.
Oh, that's what if it happens during a.
But now with the indigestion, I don't know if the flutters will be indigestion, bubbles,
Bubble guts.
Yeah,
is that a kick or bubble guts?
I don't think bubble guts is a thing.
It definitely is.
Oh,
your body is not your own. Let me tell you.
Greg, is it true that Lynn's touched your stomach and felt the flutter the other day?
She may have. It was after I made Greg's easy Italian chicken.
Oh,
all right.
You didn't post that one.
Yeah, I've posted it a million times. I make like the same five.
You got to make a cookbook. That's what you got to do for the foundation.
Yeah, I could do that.
We need more Greg themed things.
That kick is just fat moving around, shifting.
All right. So now, honestly,
he tried to call
Ninkovich.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, now he's stuck in traffic on 95.
There's a lot of traffic.
Does he not know that there's traffic every morning with people driving?
The city of Boston stinks.
Yeah, I don't think.
He's like, I'll be there in 15 minutes. Like, so
15
now
minutes
we're
going
to have to switch. Like, now I guess I guess we could come back with Hill Notes. Mm. Do those.
Sure.
And then talk football with Rob Ninkovich at 9:20. I guess we could do that.
Drive safe. Don't rush it.
Yeah, don't rush it. Take your time.
That's what my mom always says to me.
Take your time.
It's day one of work. Would you show up late for a new job?
Personally, no. But but the rain, I don't want Ninko to hurt himself.
Know what
this
would be in the world of sports?
But
Rob, understanding time management and scheduling.
Right.
Okay? So if you know you got to be here at 8:45, there's going to be traffic. So then that means your probably best bet is to leave at about 7:15.
Yeah. All right. We got to take a break. We'll be right back.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
you know
what
why it's not
outside of Cleveland.
You know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.